Okay. Well, my name's Catherine. Probably no one is gonna listen to this. And if you do, well, hello, I guess. The reason I want to just do this is just like for myself and like I guess for anybody that's really like dealing with stupid things or like I don't know, just like life, I guess. 'Cause I mean nobody has it figured out. This may be like the dumbest thing to do, I don't know, but I'm just doing this because I really don't have anybody to talk to. You know, I guess I'm kind of a loner. I don't know. I don't see myself like that, but I don't know. But it's like, well, don't want to say have friends because, like, I really don't, but, like, I don't have people I can relate to completely, because like there's people out there that can't like try to relate, but they can't really understand what you're going through because they haven't gone through it, you know. So it's kind of hard, you know, and it's nice for them to try and understand, but it's frustrating for those that do go through things. They try to explain, and you just won't get it until you go through it yourself. Anyways, the only person I truly talk to, like truly, truly, oh, person, but like my dog. Dude, people are gonna be like, dude, you're such a loser, blah blah. I don't care. I talk to my dog. I know he's annoyed with me too. But anyways. Okay, so yeah, my name's Catherine. This is kind of for me, just saying, so. Okay, well, I'm not feeling great right now. You know, not feeling completely terrible. You know, I have worse before, but I just feel, I don't know. Let me set the scene up for you guys, I guess. I guess. So I don't have a job right now, and well, I'm going to an interview on the 20th, but I rescheduled it because it was supposed to be on the 7th, but I rescheduled it on the 20th because I wasn't clean. You know, for those out there that smoke. But anyways, I wasn't clean. And I really, really want to get this job. And I wasn't sure if they were going to drug test me the day of the interview or not, because I've heard, like, I looked into it and it's happened to a couple of people where they do drug tests during the interview. So I really, really wanted the job. So I'm just rescheduled it for the 20th. It still hasn't happened yet, but I'm pretty sure I'm gonna get the job. Like, I'm pretty sure I'm gonna get it. Anyways, and it's close by, which is great, which is what I want, so I don't have to deal with, you know, people being late. I don't drive right now. I know people are gonna talk shit. I know I should be driving, I know, but I can't get my driver's license if I don't have glasses, and I don't have glasses right now, so. And my parents got rid of a car that I could like practice driving, Because they all have, like, big trucks and stuff, and I can't drive in those. Like, it's hard for me. So, I don't know. I'll figure it out. I mean, it's gonna happen. I just gotta figure out when. Anyways. So, yeah. I really want the job and stuff. I'm unemployed. I dropped out of school, well, college, because I wasn't sure as to what I wanted to do. Honestly, I'm not completely sure as to what I want to do right now, but, like, I have an idea, and, you know, that's better than nothing, you know? And I know that I'm going to work hard to do whatever I have to do to get to where I want, basically. But anyways, let me start the motivational speech. But, so, I've been living with my parents, and it's just been me and them and my little brother and my dog. Well, my sister's dog, but I take care of him and I raised him, so my dog. My twin sister is in college, and she still has, like, 2 more years to go, I think. My oldest sister, she has 2 kids, and she's living on her own, obviously. My brother moved out. He has a kid. He's a Marine, and he's living somewhere else. And my older sister, Jasmine, she's engaged, and she's living in an apartment with her fiancé. I forget that they're fiancés, yeah, that's how you say it. But anyway, so I'm the only one here. And, well, it gets kind of tough. Not kind of, very. It gets tough because me and my parents don't have the greatest relationships, you know? My dad just comes on the weekends, and I deal with my mom weekly, like, on a daily basis, you know? And, dude, me and my mom do not get along, and it's not just, like, this started happening recently. No, it's like, my entire life. I haven't gotten along with them at all, any of them, because, like, let me just catch you up on me, you know, what I deal with. When I was younger, they bullied me, and, you know, my family bullied me and called me a whale and a cow, and they forced me to get into sports and stuff when that wasn't what I wanted to do. At least, like, not soccer, you know, I wasn't into that and stuff. But I still did it anyway, just to, like, please them, you know, whatever. So I don't have to deal with it. And I know that's wrong, but, like, sometimes you have to do what you gotta do just to get by, you know? And, like, it was, like, 6 of them against me, you know? How am I, like, or 5, whatever, I don't know. How am I going against all of them, you know? I was just, like, 5 or 6. So I was bullied, you know? And it's not like it stopped. Like, it was a consistent thing. And all because, like, I don't have the same body shape as my brothers and sisters. Because they're more, like, on the lean side and thin. I have, like, more, like, I'm thick or whatever. But anyways. So I've always had, like, a pretty not great relationship with them. But I always tried, because regardless whether they were mean to me or not, like, I always wanted to have, like, a a loving family, you know, family that, like, gets to eat at the dinner table together and talk about, like, their day and stuff, and, you know, care about each other and watch movies together, go to the mall together and stuff. And I would be the one to be like, guys, let's go to the mall, like, let's spend some family quality time. And they'd be like, no, that's stupid, we're not doing that. Okay, whatever. So, let's go to high school. High school, middle school was terrible, terrible, terrible. But high school, I haven't had a boyfriend until high school when I met Jose. Jose is my boyfriend, and we've been dating for 6 years now, I think. Yes. But we were friends at first, but it just, like, gradually happened. But yeah, we've been dating for 6 years now. But when I had a crush on him, I went to my mom and I told her about him, and she completely disregarded it, and she just got, like, hostile, you know, and aggressive. But I was confused because, like, she was always talking about how she's our mom and we should talk about things like that and we should have, like, confide in her and stuff. And so I did what she told me to do, and it was like, no, like, even though I did what she asked, I still got in trouble. The same way, if I didn't do what she asked, I would get in trouble the exact same way. So at that point, it was like, okay, well, what does it matter now? Like, regardless whether you think like it's wrong or not, like, I'm still going to do whatever I want, because it's like, I hadn't had a boyfriend. Everybody was having boyfriends and stuff. And it's not that, like, I needed a boyfriend. No, it's just because, like, I really wanted to figure out, like, it's better to, God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry if, like, you know, you guys get annoyed that people, like, mess up when they speak and stuff. But anyways, it's better to experience things and make mistakes when you're younger than when you get older and stuff. Because those mistakes, and they're just, the consequences are just, like, more damaging in a way, you know? But anyways, so I dated him behind all of their backs, because my mom, they kept talking to her and telling her all of these things and telling my dad and everything like that. And I would sneak around with him, and because I don't, like, he was my boyfriend, and I felt like a loser, man. I couldn't have a normal relationship. I felt so dumb and lame. Oh man, like, dude, I felt so sorry. I was like, dude, I'm so sorry. I'm not a normal person. My family's all weird and stuff. But I felt so bad. But anyways, I didn't get a phone until I was 14. And I had a share phone with my sister. And, well, they would, like, look at it and stuff. And they showed my mom, like, texts I sent him. And she took my phone away and stuff. And, well, I go to school with him. I have class with him. Like, I'm not going to stop talking to him. But it was just getting harder and harder, you know? Because I would want to see him. I would love to hang out with him. Like, I remember our first date. Oh, no. I remember our first date. We went to go see a movie. And I didn't tell them I was going with him. I told them I was going with my girlfriend. And they were like, oh, okay. And my sister went to drop me off. And I met up with him. And, dude, it was so sweet. Like, I really enjoyed it. Like, oh, man. It was so nice. But came time that I had to go home and stuff, and we kissed, and my sister, like, saw who I was with, and I got in the car, and she just kept telling me, "I'm so stupid, like, you're an idiot, like, watch, I'm gonna tell mom when we get home, and she's gonna take everything away, that you shouldn't be having a boyfriend and stuff." But keep in mind, she started dating when she was, like, I don't know, like, 13, 14. Andy started dating when he was, like, 12, 11. So, and then for Karen, my twin sister, they would encourage her, like, "Oh, you should get a boyfriend, you should get a boyfriend." Okay? But me, no, I'm the dumb one, I'm the stupid one. I'm making a whole mistake and stuff. Anyways, so I still date Jose. I dropped out of school, and that's another story for another time, about the whole me dropping out and stuff. But so I see Jose on the weekends because he works and stuff, and, you know, it's not like I have to be with him every single day. And he knows that, too. Like, we're not like that. We're not, like, what is it called when clingy. Yeah, I'm not like that. But he knows that, too. Like, he does whatever he wants to do, and I do, too. And, you know, it's not like I do anything, but, like, you know, if he goes to a party, like, I'm not constantly texting him, like, "Where are you at? What are you doing? Who are you with?" You know, like, not, like, you have your own life, too, buddy. Like, go ahead, go do whatever you want. But anyways, I see him on the weekends, and man, I love my weekends. It's not even like, you're with your boyfriend, ooh, you love the weekends. No, it's not like that at all. It's like, I love his family, man. And I told them this, like, I met them. And I've known them for, like, years and years now. But, like, maybe, like, just last year, I told his sisters, like, "I'm so jealous of your family." Dude, they're so sweet. And they have the family that I always dreamed of. Like, they watch movies together. And they go and they make fun of each other. And it's all laughs and giggles and stuff. And, man, they make me feel good, like, and give me a second, hold on. Okay, I'm sorry, my mother came home. I don't want to hear her. I can't, give me a second. Man, my God, I just have a whole bunch of anger held inside me right now. So I have to do something real quick. I'll be back. Obviously it's not going to take that long to you, but I can't wait to come back and just express how I feel right now. Okay. Okay, I'll be back. Okay. 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 I don't know what I was talking about before I left. Anyways, I'm crying. I'm upset. Things to you may have
took in, like, a freaking, just got intense real fast. Man.
So what just happened right now is I went to go wash the dishes because my mom tells me to go do it, even though I washed all the dishes I used. And those are all hers, my brother's. I did it anyways because I just didn't want to hear her anymore, you know. She was just talking and saying that I've wasted time and that 2 years have gone by, I've done nothing with my life, and I'm not going to do anything with my life, and that I'm stupid and stuff. She just insulted me. She's Hispanic, and she uses those, like, you know, insults. If you're Hispanic, you know. And all I can do is just laugh, because, like, I laugh to not cry, you know? That's how I hold it in, you know. But also, like, it's just funny because, like, she just tells me the same things. And it's like, you've already said this before. Like, what's going to change now? What's going to make me listen to you? You know? She insulted my boyfriend and stuff. And whatever. I know you guys are going to be like, well, you don't defend your boyfriend and stuff. No, it's just like, there's no point, you know. They don't know him. He doesn't know them. It's whatever. Like, they're just stupid. The point is, like, she insults me. Like, she puts me down. Like, I'm doing nothing with my life and I'm not going to be anything in life and stuff. Take into your thoughts, into your notes, take down that I am just 19, man. I'm just 19. Man, dude. It's hard to love someone. It's hard to... Oh, man. She's so stupid. I can't stand her voice. I can't stand being in the same room with her. I can't. I can't. And it hurts, you know? It hurts me because me growing up, even if they were terrible to me, even if they were, like, just cruel and mean, growing up, I still had a hope that one day things would change. Things would change and we would be the family I wanted to be. And now things are even, like, broken up even more than before. But it's so stupid because, like, oh man, dude. That's so stupid. It's hard to love someone that doesn't love you like that. When my parents see me cry when they're yelling at me, it does nothing to them. They could see that they've hurt me, and it does nothing to them. They laugh. They laugh. You know, one day when my sister, like, Karen and me and I, whatever, we were outside talking to my parents, she got in a big argument with them,
And I was out there, and I got in a big argument with them. But it was about that, like, they don't treat us the same as my brother and sister, Jasmine and Andy. They don't treat us the same, they never did. And they said, they were like, that, yeah, we're not gonna treat you guys the same because we don't love you the same. And that joke hurt. Man, that joke hurt. It's like, you as a kid, you know, you think it, like, oh, my parents don't love me as much as, but you never physically, like, hear it. You never, even though that may be true, you never hear it from them. They never confess that. But to us, they did. They said, oh, we don't love you guys the same. We love Jasmine and Andy more. And me and Cameron were just, like, speechless. Because how can you say that to your kids? How? How is that even possible? Man. That day, that same day, my older sister was out there, Jasmine, she was out there, and she felt bad. Because she heard them say that to us. And then she also told my parents, like, oh, well, you guys are mean, and, you know, they feel bad about themselves because of the way that you guys would like push Catherine into sports and stuff and things like that. And they said, well, she was like, she needed it, thank God for us, you know. She needed to lose weight and stuff. And she said that made her feel bad, like, not wanting to be here anymore. Like, she wanted to kill herself. The thing is, I never admitted that to any of them. No one. But, yeah, it was true, and the fact that she knew, man. And you know what my parents did? She said, well, she's stupid. They said I was stupid for thinking that way. And if she really wanted to do it, she would have done it by now. That's what they said. And I got up and I left. But I started young, man. It started me going into the closet and crying silently. Dude, suicide was just like a quick thing that came to me at a young age. And that's terrible. Terrible. I wish no one has to deal with that. And I know people do, but I hope that people find peace as to who they are and what's going on and stuff, because things are gonna get better. They will. It's just a matter of you realizing that and you pulling yourself up and you taking a stand and telling yourself, you know, things may not be okay right now, but they will be better. Even if it doesn't look like they will be, they will be. Because it's going to be okay. I never had anyone to tell me that. So anyways, living with them is just, it's always been bad.
them talking down to me about my life and how I'm dumb and making the wrong choices and stuff. Let me go back to my boyfriend's family. They're wonderful people. They really are. I'm not sure if they all love me, you know, and accept me or whatever, but everything will come at its time, obviously. I'm sorry if you can hear that. Dude, I have, like, freaking... This is gross. You know, like, when you cry and you have, like, your nose starts, like... Alright, you get it. Anyways. I love their family so much. And when I'm with them, like, time just, like... It flies by. Like, I don't want to... I don't want to be on my phone. I want to, like, just be with them. You know, and... like, love the moment and live in the moment, you know? But so this weekend, it was Mother's Day weekend, whatever. And usually we never do anything, like, me and my family, we never do anything. Just say, happy Mother's Day, okay, bye. Like, that's it. Like, they go do their own thing, and I'm usually just here. That's it. I'm telling you, that's it. So, I stayed over at my boyfriend's place with his family and stuff. We just laughed. I had a good time. On Mother's Day, we went out to go eat. It was nice. Like, those memories are... Those memories I have of his family is, like, memories I wish I had of mine. I can't remember much of my childhood. And I don't know why. I don't know if it's because of all of the things I went through and stuff, but... I don't know. But anyways, right now she's upset with me because I stayed over. She says I'm ruining my life. And like one day I'm gonna regret everything I did and I should have listened to her and stuff. But man, is she wrong. You know, I don't. My mom is my mom, you know. And everybody should love their mom. Because they're your mother and stuff. But. It sounds bad and I know. But I just don't like her. Like. I don't like any of them. Whenever they need, they have problems and they need help, you know who they come to and talk to? Me. And you know what? I was willing to help them because they were my siblings and stuff and I care about them and I'm so empathetic. So empathetic. I'm a very empathetic person. So I can understand what they're going through and stuff. But whenever I had problems, guess who was there? No one. No one was there. Just me. Alone with my thoughts. And I would talk to myself. And well, obviously, that doesn't do much, you know, just you against you, or you trying to figure out, solve something with you, one head, one brain, you know, I'm not suicidal right now. Like, those thoughts do come to me sometimes, occasionally, but not anything. Like, it's rare now, but they would obviously care for me more if I was gone. But they would move on real quick. I found a new family, man. If any of my real family is listening to this, I found a new family. You know what? And they care about me. They truly care about me. They ask me how my day was going, and they ask me how things are at home. They care. Even if I have the stupidest thing to say, they listen to my broken Spanish. But they try. And I feel like an idiot because I don't know how to speak Spanish that well, but man, I'm really jealous of their family. No, they're not perfect, but they really are very close. Very close. I see a good future with their family. But my family, dude, I don't see anything. Everybody just living different lives. Never talking. Maybe an occasional text, but we're all like strangers to each other. And I never wanted that. Man. I was the only one that, like, really, really tried to avoid all of these things, but I don't know. Man. You know, maybe my relationship with my family will get better. But by the looks of my friggin' 29-year-old sister, it's not. I don't know if I'm gonna be with my boyfriend 10 years from now. I don't know if my relationship's gonna be good with my family 10 years from now. I don't know anything that's going to happen 10 years from now. But what I do know is that right now, I feel so great when I'm over there at his place. You know, being around people that love you and don't insult you really, really can change someone. Compared from being here in your room by yourself and then surrounded by people that insult you and always have something to say, whether it's like, it's always negative because you can say something positive and they'll always have something negative to say. Always. I really am very thankful for them, for my boyfriend's family, and my boyfriend in general. Like, he, oh man, he really did help. He does help me a lot, even though he can, like, be kind of close-minded at times because he doesn't understand completely, but the fact that he tries to understand something that he has never gone through really means a lot. He deals a lot with me because it's like I'm a very troubled person. I'm a broken bird. But man, I love him so much.
I never thought I could love someone as much as I do to him, with him. I love him. But anyways, yeah, that's what's going on right now. I don't know, man. I don't know how old you are listening to this. I'm just 19. You may be like 50, maybe 14, 12, I don't know. But I hope that you love yourself. You know, I'm still struggling to love myself. I don't even know how to start, to be honest, but I'm trying, and it's hard, but just know things are gonna be okay if they're not okay, and if they are okay, I hope they'll be good for a long time. And I wish you guys the best. I wish future me and the best. Whenever, probably gonna listen to this, I don't know. But I don't know. I'm just doing this because I like my memories, bad ones or good ones. Regardless whether positive or negative, I'm always thankful for the things I went through. And that sounds stupid because I know I didn't deserve to go through things. But going through those things made me who I am now, today. And no, I'm not the greatest. No, I'm not the worst person in the world. But it's changed me and I know who I am. And I know what I want to do with my life. And I know this isn't it for me. Regardless whether my mom, my dad, my sisters, anybody, they could say I'm going to be worthless and stuff. They can say that. And yeah, it will affect me because it's like I don't want to hear. Nobody wants to hear that they're worthless. But I know that I'm not, and I know they're stupid, and I know I'm self-aware. Sometimes being self-aware isn't as strong as my feelings and my emotions. My mind may be thinking something and trying to keep me strong, but my feelings are so strong and so empathetic that it's just, I'm very sensitive. I don't know. Hopefully things change with them, but I don't know. I can't, like, that's something no one knows right now. But yeah. Oh man. I'm gonna be okay. Sometimes you just gotta talk about things. Just gotta let it go. Let it out, you know. Hopefully I get this job and then I can just like eat some edibles and just be stoned and not really just care much when I'm here. But I want to put out there that I'm not going to be using it as like a thing to like stop the pain and stuff. No, it's just me being like, oh, like I just want to like loosen up a little bit or get some sleep because I sleep really like I'm a light sleeper and then like it's hard for me to fall asleep.
I don't know, like, I have to sleep in a cold room, and I feel so bad because I am so used to sleep, because my body gets so hot, and so when I sleep with my boyfriend, he's like, oh, you're so sweet. He's like, do you want me to turn the AC, like, down or something? Like, and I know that because he gets cold easily, and, oh, but he's so sweet. But we don't talk like this, like, our relationship is more of a private relationship, but he just know that he's a sweet guy. Anyways, I enjoyed my weekend. I'm not gonna let this bullshit, like, get to me, and it is bullshit because it's just nonsense. But yeah. Thank you for listening to this rant, I guess. I don't know. My journal. My journey in life. I don't know. But thank you. And I'll just talk to you guys soon. See you later, buddies.